Bocce, More Than a Game. The principal image on the sign is a painting by Rhoda Ross from the early 1970s that shows four middle-aged men playing bocce at Langone Park. They stand at one end of the bocce court, a 90-foot strip about 4 feet wide that is surrounded by low walls. Three men wear scally caps. One smokes a cigar. They look like they've known each other for a long time and enjoy being together. Their attention is tightly focused on a ball that one of them has just released from his right hand, aiming to hit a target, a smaller ball, known in Italian as the pallino. Behind them, across the harbor from where they stand, rise the three masts of the USS Constitution, docked at its berth at the Charlestown Navy Yard. A second ship, a two-masted schooner, is tied up nearby, making a very picturesque background. Other smaller boats line the far shore. In the 1970s, artist Rhoda Ross was commissioned by the Kennedy Studios, a Boston art gallery, to create a series of paintings that convey the essence of life in the North End. Her paintings were then made into high-quality prints that were sold to anyone who wanted to take home a visual representation of the spirit of Boston. She has said that her painting of the bocce players is one of her favorites, as she so enjoyed how much fun the men were having as she painted it. When waves of Italian immigrants began settling in the North End in the 1880s, they brought the centuries-old game of bocce with them. Bocce provided them a tangible link to their homeland and helped meld a cohesive community among the immigrants who came from many different parts of Italy and spoke distinctly different Italian dialects. This park, Langone Park, has long been home to neighborhood bocce matches. Veteran bocce player Sammy Viscione recalled when he spoke to William Giraldi in 2017, "Our fathers and grandfathers played here. We play 95% by the rules. We're really here just to be together." When Italians began leaving the neighborhood in the 1970s, a group of boyhood chums formed the Friends of the North End to keep the camaraderie going and to meet here for bocce every Sunday. Others return each year to play in the Taste of the North End Bocce Tournament, a scholarship fundraiser hosted by North End restaurants. Once almost exclusively a sport for Italian men, bocce now attracts players from diverse backgrounds, women as well as men, thanks to outreach by groups like Major League Bocce and Joy of Bocce. Along the bottom of the sign are three smaller images. From left to right, the first is a 2008 photo by Broderick Smythe showing women and men playing bocce. One of the women has just released her ball. Like the painting, this photo captures how bocce is played. First, a small ball called a pallino is tossed into the long, narrow court. Each of the two teams then throws four balls. The team with the ball closest to the pallino in the end wins the frame. The middle image is a photograph of a bas-relief carving that was made for a Roman sarcophagus dating from the 3rd century AD. It shows young men playing bocce. Bocce is thought to have originated in ancient Egypt and was then spread around the Mediterranean region by the Roman legions. The frieze is now housed in Paris at the Louvre. On the right is a black-and-white photograph taken in July 1970 by Boston Herald sports photographer Laban H. Whitaker, Jr. It shows four men at one end of a bocce court, with three others and a little boy seated alongside on a bench, all watching with intense interest. The court is edged by boards that are not entirely straight, before regulation-sized courts were installed in Langone Park a few years later. Imperfect as the facilities are, the men are clearly enjoying the game. Indoor bocce courts followed in 2004, attached to the rear of the nearby Sterriti ice rink. Beneath the photographs is a quote from North End native Anthony Cortese that reads, "I have given bocce sets to my nieces and nephews in the suburbs so they can stay in touch with our culture."